If you let me, I want to pastor a few moments tonight. I need to pastor a few moments. I got sort of busy in the apostleship and down through the years doing a lot of traveling. I had guidelines for this ministry. Those who've been with me, I was real strict because I know you have to have discipleship for a church to grow. Yes, and so there are some changes about to be made here at Word of Life. And I have to make them before I minister. I had my chair down on the floor, but I can't do this on the floor. I had to be up here. I make decisions as I'm led by the Spirit. And they may not correspond with your desire. Then I will see who you are. I cannot make decisions based on feeling or your rights. I have to be led by the Spirit. And that is very important to me, to see people who can handle decision. Might not like them all, but they can handle them because of respect. Now, it's very dangerous to play with that when a pastor is doing something that, in the sense that he led by the Spirit, it's very dangerous to play with it. Don't play with it. So all the decision I make, if all the decision I make please you, you don't have a pastor. You got somebody who's just trying to keep you on. All right. Baptism must become, water baptism must become a celebration in this church as it was in the days of old. Not just putting it on one night. We're going to have Sundays we're going to baptize on. And I'm going to ask, yeah, we can bring it back. I'm going to ask the congregation to be in on it. That's not much love. Somebody come to the church and get baptized and a few of us go and the rest of us go home. My fault. But we are working on it now to get baptism on certain Sundays. And then I'm going to ask the congregation to celebrate baptism with us. Ministry of Help workers who do not participate in midweek service, they don't have, I want Mac, I want, Lord, my praise leader, Terry, and the rest of those of you who over certain people, if they don't come to midweek Bible study or prayer, I'm asking for their resignation.
Yes, sir.
It's you can't lead people behind. And I don't need to be coming look for you all the time. You need to know where you are. I walk in my the early part of my ministry, those who've been with me, some been with me a long time, I didn't miss nothing. Prayer meeting, yeah, I was at everything. Hazel knows she's been here, boys and I've been here long. I didn't miss nothing. But after my schedule, you know, I kind of move around. I do a lot of studying, a lot of praying, a lot of people I'm dealing with. I had 107 ministers on the phone a couple of days ago, ministering to them some certain things I had to minister. Then I can't minister at school at night. So baptism, the ministry of help workers, if they're not going to be here, if they're too busy in midweek, they're too busy to walk to floor on Sunday. The altar room will be changed when people come to accept Christ. We're working on it now. Junior and I are working on it that we can have a presentation in their room. You don't want to force people to receive the Holy Spirit and a lot of things. You know, you got to have a heartbeat for this thing. And so those people who work in the altar room, we're going to have classes with you to make sure that go right also, because you can skip a portion good old Baptist girl come here and you talking about the Holy Ghost. She said, I done joined this church. What are they talking about? So we need to get that. We'll get that straight. A new membership class is going to be changed. We're working on that also. And I would ask you all who come to church on time, come to prayer meeting on time, don't walk in there any kind. That's a disrespect and dishonor unless you coming a long ways. I understand that and got off job trying to get you here. We could understand that, but you're around the corner, 5 miles. So we need to build some respect for the things of God back in the church. I've been around a while. I know how it's supposed to go, but I let it slip. And so I'm going to ask y'all to come this way, please. My wife, and come over here. I talked to y'all when I was in the office. I just order have to be in place, and that's the way it's going to be. I'm not pastoring no church all sloppy. People just doing everything they want to do and talking about their members of this church. You're not really a member. You're a member. You honor the leadership. Are you following me? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, some of y'all know. Some of y'all was in with me. Ron, are you with me? Y'all know. I think there's a robbery in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
If we become, I don't know how this word, pronounce this word, lackadaisical.
That's it.
You know, just no fervency. Just not flowing, floating. You know, flowing mean, oh man, I got to make it, I got to do this. But floating say, oh, it's all right, I get there at the time, if they fine. I just walk in. We should not do that. I want to lead you right. I want you to be powerful. You can't be powerful unless you, I heard a man say, you don't be late for your sororities or your game, basketball game, football game, y'all be in your seat, eating popcorn, waiting. Especially if you didn't have a reserve seat. Harlem Globetrotters coming to Baton Rouge. And I told Shauna I might go. I want a good seat. She said, it's going to cost you $80. Well, that's charging about $80 a seat. You know, people. So these changes, we're going to start working on it this week to make these changes. I see some guy ushering. They're never here on Tuesday night. I don't know why they usher on Sunday. If they don't respect the ministry enough to be here in midweek, Bob. And just some things I teach on Wednesday, I don't teach on Sunday. They need to have it under their belt. Again, I'm going to make decision in this ministry as I'm led by the Spirit. I'm not going to make no decision about your feeling. I'm not going to try to hurt you, but I need you to be matured enough to know when I do something, I think and I believe I'm being led by the Spirit. And just leave it like that. Don't ruffle. Don't get upset. Don't let nobody talk to you about it. Just flow with it and keep getting blessed. All right? Y'all with me on that? Now, with the men attire, you know, I told y'all about dressing. I might be the only church in the world say anything about it, but I just, like Brad, you know, I know Brad like to wear a little shirt and a slap something on, but he been following my order. He's a man. James, I mean, he dressed up, ready to go. And I see the other fellas. I mean, just something I try to keep in the temperament of the church. Humanism and socialism is trying to creep into the church, and they're trying to make us feel like we're one of them.
Right.
We're not one of them. And so I know everything easy. Everybody want everything easy, but make a little effort. I mean, it'll pay off in the short run. Make a little effort. I actually feel my anointing coming back. I think I lost a part of it compromising, and apologizing. You can't be a Daniel or Jeremiah or Ezekiel doing that. Those boys had an assignment. They said, no, this is where we're going. You know what I'm saying? You'll see more powerful anointing. You'll see more powerful revelation. You'll get more powerful answers as we come. I sense the presence of God now. As we come to this reality of God wants your whole heart. You know what I'm saying? I think one of the things that you must build before you bless. And I think the church have switched to blessing and forgot about building. And when you build right, you won't have room to hold a blessing. Okay, so we're gonna need to get to that. So I'll be working on it. Y'all be praying about it, because we've got to get it done. Because I'm not getting in no trouble. You understand? I didn't come too far on this journey, and I know how to pastor a church.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm gonna start pastoring again.
Amen.
Like I used to pastor, so we can be firm and we could be committed. And there's a word called discipleship. That's a word that's beyond membership. Discipleship means I'm part of the team. Whatever way we got to go, I'm ready to go. Okay? All right. Lift your hand. Let's pray. Father, as we come to this period in this vision and this revelation, there are people who tune in all over the world with us tonight. As our pastor, may they hear the pastoring anointing, and may every member in this church who present tonight receive the blessing, and those who are at home, Lord, watching by television, may they come under conviction it's not the right thing to do. To be a member of a church, you're supposed to be in there full blasted. I forgive those who I feel vibration from that decision I've made. They're being smart about it. I forgive them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I must go forward in the things of God. Thank you tonight as you help us to see things in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Get your Bibles.